Good morning. This is Akashwani, and I am Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar tells his Chinese counterpart that fight against terrorism in all forms is a major priority for India. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi to hold talks with National Security Advisor Ajit Doval in New Delhi today. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will arrange face-to-face talks between Russian and Ukrainian presidents to help end war in Ukraine. And India's Girish Gupta clinches gold in 10-meter air pistol men youth event at Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that the current international environment makes it essential to preserve and enhance stability in the global economy. He also stressed that India seeks a fair, balanced and multipolar world order, noting that a reformed multilateralism is the call of the day. External Affairs Minister held talks with visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and underlined that the fight against terrorism in all its forms remains a major priority for India. The discussions between the two leaders covered a wide range of issues, including economic and trade ties, pilgrimages, people-to-people contacts, river data sharing, border trade, connectivity and bilateral exchanges. Jaishankar said India-China relations must be guided by three mutuals: mutual respect, mutual sensitivity and mutual interest.
Having seen a difficult period in our relationship, our two nations now seek to move ahead. This requires a candid and constructive approach from both sides. In that endeavor, we must be guided by the three mutuals: mutual respect, mutual sensitivity and mutual interest. Differences must not become disputes, nor competition conflict.
He added that differences must not become disputes nor competition turn into conflict. Referring to India's security concerns, Jaishankar pointed out that the country continues to face cross-border terrorism, largely sponsored by Pakistan, a close ally of China.
The fight against terrorism in all its forms and manifestations is another major priority. I look forward to our exchange of views. Overall, it is our expectation that our discussions would contribute to building a stable, cooperative and forward-looking relationship between India and China, one that serves both our interests and addresses our concerns.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi will hold the 24th round of Special Representatives' Dialogue on the boundary question with National Security Advisor Ajit Doval today. The Chinese Foreign Minister is also scheduled to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. According to officials, the meeting with the National Security Advisor is expected to cover a range of issues, including the boundary situation, trade, and the possible resumption of flight services. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that this is very important because the basis for any positive momentum in the bilateral ties is the ability to jointly maintain peace and tranquility in the border areas. He said it is also essential that the de-escalation process moves forward. The meeting comes ahead of Prime Minister Modi's visit to China later this month to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit in Tianjin. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a three-day visit to Russia starting today. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that Dr. Jaishankar will co-chair the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation in Moscow tomorrow. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will hold discussions with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, and will also address the India-Russia Business Forum. The ministry further said that the two leaders will review the bilateral agenda and exchange views on regional and global issues. The visit of the External Affairs Minister seeks to further strengthen the long-standing and time-tested India-Russia special and privileged strategic partnership. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that he will arrange face-to-face talks between the Russian and Ukrainian presidents to help end the war in Ukraine. On his social platform Truth, Trump said that he spoke with the Russian President Vladimir Putin after hosting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and other European leaders at the White House last night. A report.
U.S. President said he has begun the arrangements for a meeting between President Putin and Ukrainian leader Zelensky at a location to be determined. Trump said that the Putin-Zelensky talks would be followed by a trilateral summit involving himself and his two counterparts. During his meeting with Zelensky and European leaders, Trump took a small break to call Putin. Putin told Trump of his readiness to meet Zelensky. Last night, Trump hosted Zelensky, British PM Keir Starmer, French President Emmanuel Macron, Italy's Giorgia Meloni, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, Finland President Alexander Stubb, NATO Chief Mark Rutte, and European Commission Head Ursula von der Leyen. According to Trump, the participants discussed security guarantees for Ukraine, along with guarantees to be provided by European nations in coordination with the United States. Yashasvi Kiryal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. European leaders praised US President Donald Trump for hosting them and the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House, calling it a significant step towards ending the war in Ukraine. During the meeting, Trump assured Zelensky of very good protection and very good security in response to Kyiv's calls for firm security guarantees. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said that the meeting could mark a historic step for European security, noting that Trump's offer resembled NATO's Article 5-style collective defence. And now news from the world of sports. India's Girish Gupta has clinched gold in the 10-metre air pistol men youth event at Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. We have a report.
The 17-year-old Girish Gupta shot 241.3 in the final, surpassing compatriot Dev Pratap, who shot 238.6 to win silver. India concluded day one with 2 gold and 3 silver medals. Kapil Baisla bagged gold in the junior men's air pistol, and both the senior and junior men's teams earned silver medals. In tennis, world number 2 Carlos Alcaraz claimed his maiden Cincinnati Open title in Ohio after defending champion in world number 1 Yannick Sinner retired due to illness. The final lasted just 23 minutes as Sinner called for the doctor and then conceded the match. Alcaraz becomes the third Spaniard to win the Cincinnati title following the footsteps of Carlos Moya and Rafael Nadal. A 24-member Indian archery squad is all set for the World Youth Championship 2025 kicking off today in Winnipeg, Canada. The tournament will run until 24th of this month and features 570 top youth archers from 63 countries competing in recurve and compound disciplines across under 18 and under 21 categories. The 19th edition of the biennial event includes individual, team and mixed teams formats for both men and women. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has congratulated Hilang Yajic, an emerging woman bodybuilder from Arunachal Pradesh, for winning a gold and silver medal at South Asian Bodybuilding and Physique Sports Championship held in Thimphu, Bhutan. Rijiju, who represents Arunachal Pradesh in the parliament and is a former sports minister, praised Yajic's achievement and offered his blessings and best wishes for her future competitions. Jigyasa Pandey from Sports Desk.
Hamas has confirmed its acceptance of a new ceasefire proposal for Gaza as international mediators from Qatar and Egypt intensify efforts to bring an end to the ongoing conflict ahead of a planned major Israeli offensive on Gaza City. In a statement issued on Sunday, Hamas said it had agreed to the proposal put forward by the mediators. Senior Hamas official Bassem Naim expressed hope that the suffering and devastation endured by the Palestinian people would soon come to an end. Israeli officials have told the local media that they have received Hamas's response through the mediating parties. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar tells his Chinese counterpart that fight against terrorism in all forms is major priority for India. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi to hold talks with National Security Advisor Ajit Doval in New Delhi today. US President Donald Trump says he will arrange face-to-face talks between Russian and Ukrainian presidents to help end war in Ukraine. India's Girish Gupta clinches gold in 10-meter air pistol men youth event at Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.